Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for another opportunity to gather together with your saints to fellowship around the Word of God. We pray as always and declare that the entrance of your Word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We declare that that light will shine upon our ways and in our hearts this morning, and let the Holy Spirit speak. Hallelujah. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, and let your people be encouraged, that there be a lifting up this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, you might remember, some of the series that we've done in the last few weeks. Advancement was one of the elements of the prophetic repairs. And I'm going to read to you a chapter today, because the Holy Spirit said we'll talk about this today. Today, it's a prophetic day in the scriptures. The 20th day of the second month is prophetic. And I want to declare that blessing to you. I believe in the prophetic. The prophetic throughout the scriptures has shaped the lives of God's people, and even history, when it's done right, prophetic is so powerful. And people hear the prophetic word, can bring a change to their situation. I've seen it time and time and time again. The prophetic word can be delivered by a prophet, be delivered by an angel. Sometimes it was delivered by the Lord himself in a vision or in a dream, or speaking to them out of the cloud or directly, but that word once given, hallelujah, can change situation. It had that power within itself to bring about a change. Glory to God. So today I'm going to read, from Numbers chapter 10. We're just going to read a few verses there and make some prophetic declarations today. Praise the Lord. In the book of Numbers, chapter 10, I'm going to start from verse 11. And you'll see why this is significant and prophetic for today. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month. Now, their calendar, the Jewish calendar, is different from the Gregorian calendar. We know that, but nonetheless, on the 20th day of the second month, such as this, the Bible says that the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took their journey out of the wilderness of Sinai. The cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Now, I'm going to read the rest of you just for you to enjoy the story. Then we'll come back and speak the words of the Lord. Now, in the first place, see, this was an ordering of the march, that how they went forward and in their ranks. In the first place were the standard at the camp of the children of Judah. Now, isn't it amazing that Judah went first forward? The Lion of Judah. And Judah is praise. See? Judah is praise unto the Lord. So let the praises go forth ahead of everybody else. Now, according to the armies, and over the hosts was Nashon, the son of Aminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. And over the host of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies. And over their hosts was Elizur, the son of Shedua. and over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon, the Shelumiel, the son of Zerushaddai, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, even the son of Duel. And the Kohathites set forth, bearing the sanctuary, and the other did set out the tabernacle as a king. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. And over the host of Elishama, even the son of Amihud, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, even the son of Padazor. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward. You can see how they are all set forward in their standard, means they had their banner in front of them. You know, which was, you know, the rear reward of all the camps, you know. So, you know, Dan, you know, kept the rear, Judah kept the forward, and they went forth and so forth. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Bagiel, the son of Okran. And over the host of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Aaron. Those were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to the armies when they set forward. Praise the Lord. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law at the time, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Now come down with us. You know, invited them. It's almost similar to, you know, when the Lord is blessing and was blessing Peter to, they had so much stuff in the fish and their nets were breaking. Called somebody else. Come and partake of this. They said, come with us. Well, I mean, invitation is out there. Come with us. Whether they will come or not, well, that's up to them. The Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us and we will do thee good. The Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. But he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my own kindred. And then, you know, they tried to encourage him, you know, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes, shall be. If thou go with us, yea, it shall be what the goodness of the Lord shall do to us, the same we will do unto you. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant went before them in a 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark was set forward that Moses said, now, take note of this. Now rise ye up, O Lord. See, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered. Ha! And let them that hate thee flee before thee. Thank you, Jesus. And when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. So when the ark moved, they moved. When the ark rested, they rested. And when the ark was moving, the proclamation was, Lord, let thy enemies be scattered. Even them that hate the children of the Lord, let them be scattered. Praise the Lord. You know, all the demonic forces, we're not going to put up with any of that stuff this year. You know, for error to put off his hand and vex certain of the church, we're not putting up with it anymore. For the devil to put off his hand and vex the people of the Lord, no, we're not putting up with it. The Lord has said to us to go forward and advance. And he said, look, you have dwelt long enough in this place. Move forward now. So on this day, prophetically, that's 20th day of this second month, the ark of the Lord, I mean, the cloud of the Lord is lifting and the ark is going, and follow ye him. Praise the Lord. There is advancement in the air. And we've seen it. Holy Spirit called for it because we were going to do the parables again today. But he said, do this and declare this. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be praying over the room. Not a long teaching lesson today, but a declaration. Because, you know, the Lord is going forward before his people. But I will give some short exhortation of sorts, because there are some things we need to know in order for us to go forward, to advance. There are some things we need to know. And here are some of the things that we've got to consider. He that observeth the wind, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. So in other words, if you stand there, when the Lord said the cloud is lifting and you are trying to look at other clouds, now these other clouds are plural, but there is one cloud that will go before the elect of God and it will move. But if you look at other discouraging factors, you may not do anything. We must follow the cloud. As he leaps up and they move, they moved. And it was on such a day like this, on the 20th day of the second month, that the cloud lifted. You know, the cloud, when it stayed, they stayed. Whether it was for a month, 2 months, 5 weeks, or however long. But when it lifted and moved, then they moved. And now it says it lifted, and it's time for them to rise up and take their journey and move forward. So let me speak about advancement for a little bit, because advancement was one of the elements of the prophetic repairs that the Lord called forth over us for this year. And, you know, this is a reminder that we should not forget that it is time for us to move. You got to keep moving. You know, you might remember that we spoke about, you know, relative motion. If, you know, if everything is moving and one object stands still, then it actually looks like that object that's standing still relative to what's moving around it is moving backwards, even though it wasn't really moving backwards, but it was just standing still. And so if you're, you know, if you're in a bus ride or train ride or whatever, and you're looking out the window, trains are really very good for illustrating this. You can't see it in a plane. But, you know, and it looks like, you know, as you're looking out and seeing all the rocks and trees flying by and so on, it looks like you're actually moving backwards, but you're not. The train is moving forward, but because you are sitting still inside the train and looking out and all those, you know, objects that you see out there flying by, then it looks like you're moving backward, but you're not really moving backward. But that's, you know, that illustrates the fact that if we don't keep moving, relatively speaking, you might actually as well be moving backwards. So the Lord is calling for us to move forward. Why is advancement so important? Why does the Lord have to keep telling them, you know, to move forward? Well, it is important for many reasons. You know, it's important because if we stand in one place, you will not get the victory that is ahead. Or, you know, if we're looking at the present situation only, then we will miss out on what is ahead. So, there are many places where the Lord told them to go forward. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, they were standing at the Red Sea, and the Lord instructed them to go forward. It didn't look like there's anywhere to go forward. I mean, go forward into the sea. What are you talking about? But the Lord knew what he was going to do, but they must go forward. In the book of Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10, the Lord said, you got to go forward, go through. You got to go through. And also, Paul himself giving his own testimony in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, he talked about the same principle. It's a principle that we must wrap our minds around, that we got to keep moving forward. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and keep moving forward. Praise the Lord. Yeah, keep moving, especially when the cloud is lifting. You must follow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on this day, I declare that the cloud is lifted. A tabernacle of the testimony, must lead us through the journey ahead. And you must follow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't want to sit in the wilderness. We must follow. Take our journey out of the wilderness. There's a wilderness of bewilderment sometimes. People are just, they don't know what to do. They're bewildered. Wilderness of confusion. Wilderness of doubt. Wilderness of unbelief. This was all the things that surrounded the people. But from time to time, the Lord will instruct us, take your journey. I mean, there are times that God wants you to stop for a bit and rest, but it's not the kind of looking back kind of stop. It's just for you to gather your strength. Once you gather your strength, you must continue the journey again. Praise the Lord. There must be no more delay in us moving forward. God is calling for it, and we've got to follow his lead. The Bible says the ark lifted up and it followed. And you must follow when the ark lifts up before you. Praise the Lord. It is important for us to look straight ahead and don't look to the left or the right. In fact, there's a verse in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 that says, let thine eyes look straight on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Consider the path that's ahead of you, and let all your ways be established. Don't turn to the right or the left. Hallelujah. But follow and set up your banners. Lift up your banner. You can see that these people, each of the tribes, they had their own banner. And as they went forward, confidence going forward with them like that. Banner over me is love. The confidence of the Lord going with you, knowing that your commander in chief has ordered you to move forward. Praise the Lord. I want to also encourage us that Jesus said in the book of Luke, he was talking about us, not very, very short sentence, but he gave a very powerful, scripture. In Luke 17 and verse 32, very short sentence. He said, remember Lot's wife. Well, what was it about Lot's wife? Lot's wife, the scripture tells us that God had commanded them to get out of there and not to look back, to make haste and go and don't even look back. But she halted. She stopped. And she looked back. And it didn't end well for her at all. And Jesus was reminding them here, remember Lot's wife. When the Lord tells you to make haste and move, don't stop and look back. That was a problem with the children of Israel many times. They were always looking back to Egypt. In their hearts, actually, they wanted to go back. Some of them did. But the Lord said, look, don't look back at all. The ark is lifting up, ladies and gentlemen, and we must move forward. Praise the Lord. And I am going to pray over the room, you know, for everyone that is here. Now, you know, there's only one cloud that we must follow, you know, and that is the cloud of the Lord, the same that went before, you know, the children of Israel. You know, and when God is moving you forward, if you keep considering the previous situations, well, you have opportunity to return or even to be stagnant. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the stories of the champions of faith. I believe God for something and they kept moving, even though they didn't see it, they kept moving. But in Hebrews 11, verse 15, there is a powerful instruction and revelation. He said, if they truly had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. So if we are mindful of situations, current or previous situations that were not so well, keep thinking about that. Well, opportunity will present itself for you to even go backwards. But you've got to move your mind away from that and move forward. That was then, but this is now. That's what you need to say. That's what I say. And they will bring up anything in the past. Just say, well, that was then, but this is now. Right now, I'm moving forward. Praise the Lord. And we must move forward, especially when the Lord said he will be with you. Deuteronomy 31, verses 6 and 8 tells us, it is the Lord thy God that doth go with you. Therefore, don't be afraid. You know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there with you. Now, there are some of us that need to take certain steps. You got to take the step. It's a prophetic day today. On the 20th day of this second month, they took a prophetic step. Get up from your position. Come out of this wilderness. Take your journey. And they set themselves in array. They set themselves in their ranks. And they move forward. Well, you got to take a step of faith in the right direction. Praise the Lord. Now, there are a lot of things that are trying to prevent us, close up the path that we are on to make sure we don't get anywhere. What are they called? They're called the gates of hell. Jesus talked about it. He said, well, I'm building my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. But that tells us that the gates of hell are warring and fighting against the church. They're fighting. You know, they're in combat with the church. But they will not prevail. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not that they're not fighting. They're fighting, but they will not prevail. And what are they fighting? Close up the path that you are on. Put roadblocks in front of you. Close up so you don't go. You know, gates. That's what gates do. Close up on you so you can't get through. The Lord said, go through. You got to go through. And so today, let's take our journey. And sometimes also we have to take journey from away from, you know, things like setbacks, failures, disappointments, you know, all these things. Take your journey and get up and move. And even then, you know, sometimes when we're trying to do these things, some people find that they can't. Well, because the Bible says that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You got to deal with that flesh. The Holy Spirit will give us the grace to deal with that flesh, but you got to recognize it. When the Holy Spirit tells you to move and you find yourself not being able to move, well, you know, could be a lot of contributing factors. You got to deal with those things as well. Praise the Lord. Now, there is a parable that I am going to read today, because we're still in the parables, even though this was titled a little bit differently. I'm going to read a short parable to us. Maybe not so short, but then I'm going to use that for our prayers today. We're still in the lesson of the parables of the kingdom, but the Lord wanted me to speak on this. Yeah, but it's still a parable that will go aligned with this. So turn, if you have your Bible, to Matthew chapter 20, and I'm going to speak for just a little bit on this parable. Now, let me read it to you. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, as a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour. You know, so first time went out early in the morning, you know, that could have been 6 a.m. Then he went out again about the third hour, which would have been 9 a.m. And he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is right with you, I will give you. And they went their way. Then he went out again about the sixth hour, which would have been like noon. Then he went out again about the ninth hour, which would have been like 3 p.m. Because the day was 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, and he did likewise. Each time he went out, found some people that were idle and told them, well, go into my vineyard and do some work. I'll pay you at the end of the day. And then about the 11th hour, which would be like 5 p.m., just one more hour, to the close of the day, he went out again and finding others idle, he saith unto them, why stand ye here idle all the day? You know, why are you not doing anything? Well, he said unto him, because no man hath hired us. And he said, well, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that ye shall receive. So when the evening was come, just an hour later, you know, then it was the end of the day, time to pay the workers. The Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them that their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. So when they that were hired about the 11th hour, now remember, those people just worked for an hour, because the 12th hour was the end of the day. So the ones that came in at the 11th hour, they came and they were giving every man a penny. And then they started walking their way backwards and giving everybody a penny also. And when they came to the one that were hired at the beginning of the day, the one for which there was a contract on an agreement made, so because when he had agreed for a penny a day, that was the only group for which there was actually an agreement made. The others were, well, I'll pay you whatever, you know, and they took it because they were idle anyway. But these ones that were early in the morning, they thought they were negotiating from a position of strength. It's early in the day, you know, so they negotiated. And, you know, okay, well, you know, the master also negotiated with them. They agreed. And they said, go, and we'll pay you the agreement. These others, they had no power of negotiation because they were idle. And nobody was giving them anything. So they took whatever was offered them. And so when the ones who had worked for 12 hours, supposing that they would receive more, when they came, they received also likewise every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, from 5 to 6. And you have made them equal with us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. And he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? I mean, didn't you agree? We negotiated for a penny. And you are getting your penny. That's what we agreed on. Interesting story, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many elements to this thing. You know, take that thine ease and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do with what I own as I will? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So then, the last shall be the first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, and few are chosen. Now, this is the parable of the 11th hour workers, or the late hour workers, some people call them. And I call him the God of the 11th hour. Now, the lesson that is so amazing in this is that God can actually accelerate things. We're talking about acceleration now, you know, and accelerate the reward and the compensation to the point of those that had labored 12 times as long. And now, they were not cheated because the agreement was that was what they were going to be paid. They agreed to it. Maybe they should have negotiated for more, but most of, you know, maybe that was the culture of the day. Perhaps it was a penny was a whole day's wage. Maybe it was. And so they were going to work for the whole day and get that penny. Now, this is not just the kind of penny that we have today. It's valued much more, you know, and you could get a lot for it. And so, but when the others came, who worked only 1 hour, because there was no necessarily any agreement made on what they will be paid, the master, out of the goodness of his heart, decided to pay them also the same. Now, what is this lesson telling us? Well, let's look at it, because Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like unto. So let's look at this story from the perspective of kingdom principles. Well, the master can choose to pay and can choose to reward any late hour workers the same as the ones that had worked for long. And why is it so? You know, why is it so? Because it is so. That's what exactly what he's saying here. I mean, why are you complaining? Are you complaining because I'm good? I can do what I want with my own. I can reward these ones the same as you. You know, is your eye evil because I'm good? Better take what is yours and go your way. I've not done you any wrong. This is what we agreed to. Praise the Lord. Now, in the kingdom, there are some people that have labored, you know, a long time. Well, the grace of God is given to them for that labor. Others join along the way, and some others join even much later on. But they went in and they did the work just like others. They did with their ability, the best of their ability, even though they only had a short time, but they did it to the best of their ability, and they got the same reward. You know, that's amazing. It also means that God can change your situation and make you catch up Praise the Lord. You can catch up. I mean, those that have been there long before you, you know, you can catch up, you know, suddenly, because God can change that situation. Now, when God said to these, you know, people, get out and take your journey, well, they had to get up and take their journey. When the master, I mean, the householder went out and tell them, go into my vineyard and do, well, they had to go and do. If they didn't go, they wouldn't get any reward. You know, so, but rather than, they could have said, these ones that were the late hour workers could have said, well, you know, there's only 1 hour left. What can we accomplish? There's only 1 hour. You know, it's too late. You know, come, afraid we've been standing here all day. Nobody hired us. Or they could have even given up and gone home because nobody hired them for 11 hours. You know, they stand around all day waiting to be hired, and they didn't get hired. But they stood there anyway. And when they were hired and sent to go and do the work, they did it diligently, even though it was for a shorter time. But as far as the master was concerned, they did it diligently. And so he gave them the same reward. Now that's powerful stuff. That is so powerful. You know, and then we could see that also in the sphere of natural living, God can make things happen for us that it looks like, oh, I started late. Oh, this and that. But never mind that. God can make you equal, he said, because he's the God of the 11th hour. But in order for all of that to happen and God to bring that, you know, acceleration that can make you equal, you got to get up and go, you know. So today is the day for us to encourage ourselves, being the 20th day of this second month. It's time for you to take that step of faith. Hallelujah. And, you know, take that invitation. Go into my vineyard and walk. Do something. Praise God. And those that I do all day. And don't be discouraged. The master is extending something to you today. A lot of people get discouraged. They've been waiting. I mean, can you imagine these people been waiting and waiting and waiting? And they were discouraged. I mean, people were becoming, you know, we see day laborers here, even in our city. You can go to certain stores. You can go, these people hang out in their parking lot. If you're looking for day laborers, you just go there and hire them for the day and you pay them at the end of the day. But when you come there, you know, you're not going to hire everybody that is there. Maybe you only need two or three, and there may be a dozen or more people there. You take two or three and you go. And then the others are still hanging out, waiting for somebody else to come and hire them. And, you know, by and by, people come and select one or two, and then others are standing. More people come in waiting around. Some people may come and select somebody ahead of them for whatever reason. And they're hanging around. So this, it's a real life occurrence. I've seen it many times. And then, you know, towards the end of the day, these people might say, well, you know, it's over. Let's try again tomorrow and just leave. You know, but in such a case, somebody came and hired them while they had been waiting and so almost frustrated out of, you know, just frustrated. So, well, we've been here all day. The question was, why are you idle here? I mean, you're just sitting around. Well, because nobody has hired us. We can't make up work. And we're waiting for somebody to pick us up. And they come here, they pick somebody else up, and we are still here waiting. And the master said, okay, you go in and do. I'll give you something. Praise the Lord. And there's something that he gave them. And let's look to the Lord for his grace and for his mercy. Never mind about others. You know, the Lord is able to accelerate your situation and make you equal. But they themselves said it, the ones that were there from the beginning said, you made them equal to us. Well, God can do just that. In a moment, he can change things. And that is the power of the prophetic word that carries the ability to bring change. And I want to speak that prophetic word over everyone in this room today. Praise the Lord. Will you pray with me for a moment? I am going to pray over everybody that's in this room today. And I'm going to declare the word of the Lord for you. Even if you think your situation has been late and delayed, well, with the Lord, you can accelerate it. He can make the outcome to be the same as those who have been there 12 times as long. Can do it. And God is able to do all that. So many ways that you can interpret this parable. It also means that even in the kingdom of God, which is what the parable is all about in the first place, you know, let's not look down on people who joined late, because you never know what God has in store for them. And as a matter of fact, you know, if somebody joined late, worked for an hour, but they were more diligent than somebody who has been there for 5 hours, 6 hours, but just, you know, wasting away the time, they might even get a higher reward because they were productive 100% of the time that they were working. And that's what matters to the Lord. Whatsoever you find doing, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not even as unto men. Are you called being a servant? Well, care none of it. But if you can be free, use it rather. Are you called being a student? Well, do it. Are you called being a nurse, practitioner, a nurse, teacher, whatever? You know, let every man abide in the calling wherein he is called. Now, don't worry about it. You know, don't stretch your neck to somewhere else. You know, these people, when they moved, they were in their ranks. They took up their positions and they kept moving. Whatever it was, when Moses said, Judah, you go first. And this one, you go next. This and that and that. And so it was. You know, nobody complaining and trying to struggle that, you know, I got to go first. I got to go this. Put them out there in order, because he was hearing from the Lord. And, you know, he was telling them how to do it, and they did it. And let I say to you this morning, by the grace of God, let every one of you, you know, abide in the calling. If you are called from earlier on in the day, stay with it. If you are called in the middle of the day, stay with it. If you are called toward the end of the day, stay with it as well. Stretch your neck to anything. God is able, you know, to reward even the 11th hour workers the same as the one that are borne the burden at the heat of the day. So that's the lesson that you want to know from the Lord today. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 20, it says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care none of it. But if thou will be made free, well, use it rather. Well, I put my own there. Are you called being whatever? You know, don't worry about it. Do it faithfully. The Lord is looking, and his reward is with him. Praise the Lord. Now, let me pray over the room today that the God that commanded them on the 20th day of the second month, let his voice also ring out before the camp today and say, get up, rise up, and take your journey. And never mind if you have been standing, waiting, idle for a long time. Now he said, go into the vineyard and possess, and I will give you something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, I pray and declare over everyone that's in the room with us today, and those that may be listening later on, complex stories in the Bible sometimes, and we can learn some things out of them. Today, on this 20th day of this second month, we declare advancement. For everyone that is here, the glory of the Lord is going before you. I will go before you, saith the Lord, and I will make straight the crooked places, Isaiah 45:2. And I will cause even the rough places to be made smooth. Glory to God. The Lord is the one that is going before you. Never leave you nor forsake you. Follow only in his footsteps. Now therefore rise up and take your journey. Glory to God. Because the ark of the Lord is going before you. So also is the cloud. Says it is time for you to move. Praise the Lord. You may have been stagnant or idle for a while or even a long while. But on today, we command a release in Jesus' name. We command movement. Glory to God. Movement in a situation that have been dormant or even dead. We command movement. We command life. We command motion. Praise God. Our God is a God of motion. He's always moving, always doing things, always wanting the people to do something and to move. Praise the Lord. Move therefore in the power of the Lord, and he will strengthen your hands, strengthen your feet, make even your feet like hinds' feet. Will make you go faster than you can. Hallelujah. Will make you accomplish more in less time. That's the story of the 11th hour workers. They were able to accomplish more in less time. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray that anointing come upon anyone that needs it in this room today. And if you need the anointing that came, the grace that came for the 11th hour workers, you know, now, it's not about working long hours only, all day long, just to get the same thing that someone can do in less time. It is the reverse, is what I'm going to declare for you in this room today. Now, all you that have been laboring and are heavy laden, you have walked long hours, 2, 3 jobs, hours upon hours upon hours. I am going to pray over you, and I'm going to decree this grace of the 11th hour workers, grace that came upon them. I'm going to declare the God of the 11th hour. You know, I'm going to declare his word to you today that you will receive grace to do much more in much less time. Hallelujah. Instead of spending 12 hours, 1 hour, and accomplish the same thing. Because he's called the Redeemer of time. He can take that time, redeem it for you. Praise God. He can stretch the outcome of 1 hour to the same as would have been 12-hour result. He can stretch the outcome of a month to what could have been a whole year. He can stretch the outcome of 1 year to what could have been years and years and years. Because he is God like that. Now, if you need this grace upon your life, raise your hand. And I'm going to ask the Lord to look at every hand that is raised in here this morning. That the Lord, or afternoon, the Lord will put this grace of acceleration upon you, wherein you can accomplish so much more in so much less time. So much less time. You know, have to kill yourself to accomplish it. You're willing to do something, but it just hadn't turned out right. But God is stepping into your situation today. Hallelujah. Change that story. The power of the prophetic word carrying the change with it. Praise the Lord. Now, if you are on stage, you know, find a way to raise your hand somehow. If you are in the audience, raise your hand somehow. And I'll put something in the chat room. Just say, I'm in. Praise the Lord. I am in. Well, are you all in for this kind of grace? Well, the Lord is going to make, now some of you have been looking for some promotion. You know, maybe it's been denied you for a long time, you know, and so forth. But you know, God, he can do it. You know, those that have gotten that, you know, opportunity ahead of you, maybe 4 or 5 years ahead of you, and all of a sudden, the Lord bring you in and he'll make you equal. You might even surpass them. Never know what the Lord can do. Praise God. And how long have you been waiting for the thing that you are waiting for? The Lord said, time no longer. Hallelujah. Now arise and take your journey. Believe the Lord. Believe also his prophets. Hallelujah. And so shall it be well with you. Advancement coming for you today. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to look and pray over everybody that's in this room. Every single one of you. I call your name for the grace of God, the Almighty God, the God of the 11th hour, who bring acceleration your way. Hallelujah. And cause you to inherit glory, even in much less time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, look upon your children, the saints that are in this room, Gina and Christo, Emmanuel and Tola, Idera Olua and Yitayo, Ashley and Patrick, Olayemi and Godwin, Princess and Jane, Mosun and Joseph. Lord, look upon them in this room today. Praise the Lord. Nina and Obi, Victor and Flora, Duke and Ribia, Jane and Danica, Lola and Risha, Sue and Charles, Mary and Otitoju, hallelujah, Julia and Ola, His Grace and Eno, Marianne and Titi Layo, Nkechi and Olunife, Sentan and Patricia, Tululokwe and Ebon, and myself and everybody else, by the grace of God, that will listen in later on, will put you under this canopy. See, aren't you glad that you came in this morning? Perhaps you thought, well, you know, it's been a while I came, let me just go. Well, no. The Lord ordered your steps, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered from above. And as you are receiving this, you receive it for yourself and for anyone that you are standing in the gap for. It's all the same. The God of the 11th hour will bring acceleration your way, cause you to inherit the same blessings in much less time. Ha! Hallelujah. Things that looked like being delayed in your life for years, all of a sudden, you know, rapid response from the Lord. Glory to God. When he starts, it comes in like a flood. And the Lord will take you from a place of disappointment and folding of arms and things like that and wondering what, suddenly, by the power of the prophetic word, it will change that situation. Now, all you got to do is, Lord, I believe. That's all Mary had to say. Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Now, Lord, as your people believe you, we believe you together this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, anyone that said amen or I'm in here today, praise the Lord. I declare that it is so, it is so, it is so. The Lord is giving you the extension. Come on in and go into the vineyard and do it. Well, they could have said, well, you know, it's only 1 hour left. What else can, what can be, you know? I'm just going to go home. But they said, I'm in. And they went in, not knowing that they were in for a pleasant surprise, that the master was going to reward them the same as those who have been there for so long before them. Father, I thank you. I give you the praise, the power of revelation from these parables that are here to encourage us today. For such is the kingdom of heaven likened unto. Now, unto everyone that is participating in this declaration, grace unto you. Grace unto you. Grace unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The God of the 11th hour, quicken the things that have been delayed, the long waits in your life on this 20th day of this second month, as the cloud is lifting. Go forward and believe God and receive as you stand in your place. Never mind somebody else. Receive the grace of God to flourish, you know, and get more. Praise God. The Lord can take a little and make it a great one. Hallelujah. It can take 1 hour and turn it into something that looked like 12 hours. A small one shall become 1,000. A little one, a great nation. It can take, five loaves and two fishes, and it can multiply to feed thousands, even though it was so little. What can be so little among so many? What can I do in 1 hour? Whole day is gone. In the hands of the master, you can do a lot. You can quicken your pace. Quicken the outcome also. Praise the Lord. The grace of Almighty God bring you into this recognition, this realization. The Lord quicken your pace. Quicken your pace. They'll cause you to rise up and mount up like eagles. Make your feet like hinds' feet. Instead of crawling like the snail, you will run like the cheetah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will make you move with grace like a gazelle. Hallelujah. It beautify you like a butterfly when you come out of that cocoon finally. Grace of Almighty God, I declare it prophetically over everyone in this room today. In Jesus' name. Now, by the power of the prophetic word that is in my mouth, to declare over his people today, so it is spoken, and so let it be for everyone that is in agreement today. In Jesus' name. And even those that are not here at the moment, that will listen in later on, same grace be upon them as they catch the fire. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Now, who has despised the day of small things? The eyes of the Lord. Don't despise the 1 hour. Don't despise it, because you don't know what it will do in the hands of the master. Don't despise, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Don't despise it. Once the Lord put a blessing on it, it can go for thousands. Praise the Lord. Now, it is well with everybody. The Lord bless and establish the desire of your heart. The reasons for which you said I'm in today. And the reasons for which you said amen. The reasons for which you raised your hand. The Lord watch over every one of those reasons and accelerate them in his time. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. I prayed, I declare so, so it is spoken, and so it shall be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.